What about the center, the center of the cherry? What would you call that?
The pit. Sometimes it's called the cherry stone, but usually the pit, cherry pit.
Okay.
Sometimes I use cherry stone.
How about the center of an apple? What would you call that?
Core. C-O-R-E, not C-O-R-P-S.
Okay. Did you ever eat pieces of dried apple?
Oh, yes.
Did you have a special name for that?
Dried apples, I guess. There used to be quite a gag about the dried apples in the early days. You know, when they used to hang around the country store, you know, on a winter's day, and warming up the old pot-belly stove, you know.
Uh-huh.
And they, in those days, like they did when I was young, so on the west side, a lot of the groceries were in open boxes, you know, in barrels. Uh-huh. And they had these dried apples, maybe you remember them, packed in open boxes. You remember that?
No, I don't.
Dried apples, they're boxes about that big, and dried apples. And the kids used to take a handful of them, you know, and they tell stories about fellas used to, these old fellas in the country town often, maybe, and they'd be hanging around the stove and telling stories. And when the grocer would be busy, they'd take a handful of these dried apples, eating them. And then the grocer would be wise, certain fellas, and when he saw a fella had a pretty good belly full of dried apples, he'd say, "Come on, Mac, make a glass of cider." He'd make him bring a big drink. "Have another one, you know." Well, you can see what would happen.
Yeah.
That was an old trick that hadn't been done many times.
Right?
And even in the West Side, I know fellas would do that purposely. Says some, say, I'm sneaking apples, and grabbing, and say, "Here, have some of the cider."
How about on a walnut? Walnut, the
outer shell.
The outer shell. How about the other one?
Well,
the other covering of the walnut.
Well, the that question was in there.
Mm-hmm.
I was just trying to visualize the shell off the tree with the green. Well, I know I never lived in the country. We very seldom saw them with the green. They were always a shelled nut is when the nut meats are out. You know, we speak of a shelled nut, but
the hard cover, though, what would you call that?
Well, the shell. I don't know if you could call it the husk or not. I don't know. I didn't know a name for it. I've forgotten. Well, I remember there was another name for it. Because they shell like a walnut shell, you can.
Sure. How about these little nuts that you, they get them in machines a lot. Little.
Yeah, you mean
peanuts?
You mean peanuts?
How about this? Do you make any distinction between when they're in shells and when they're out of the shells?
You mean peanuts?
Yes. Yeah.
Well, they're shelled nuts.
Okay.
I often say peanuts in the shell. No, when they're bagged, when they sell them back off in the shell, we say peanuts in the shell, that's right, or shelled peanuts. And often they don't mention the word shell peanuts, say peanuts or peanuts in the shell. Generally they say, well, peanuts, they take them for granted, they're shelled already.
How about this fruit that is used for making juice, probably the most popular juice at breakfast.
Orange juice.
How about if you looked in the refrigerator and you were all out of these, you'd open the refrigerator and say the what are all what?
You mean I'm looking for a certain...
For these things that make this juice out of, you say these...
The oranges? Well, we're all out of oranges.
Or they're all...
They're all gone. They're all gone or we're all out of oranges. Or if there had been oranges in there and they'd been used up, they say, well, they're all gone. Of course, Mike could say they're all used up, but I think the quickest say they're all gone.
Sure. How about these little red things? They're kind of... They're small and they're about this big, shaped something like this. They're red. They grow in vegetables.
You mean strawberries?
No, it's a vegetable.
Oh, it's radish, you mean?
Yeah. If you had more than one of these, you'd have
radishes.
More.